I'm Niels Lauwers. I'm the director of Plantum, which is the seed association in the Netherlands.
With especially crop emphasis, and you look at these seed companies and the way in recent years we've seen the consolidations. For a while, it seemed like we were boiling down to just a handful of companies with all the seeds. But as I make the rounds and listen to these presentations, it seems like we're kind of going the other direction now, and a lot of these niche markets and niche operators coming out of all the science of a collaboration of this industry is kind of bringing a lot more seed diversity in the market. What would you tell the farm sector from your view and understanding of all that?
Well, basically, there's two things. It is that the established seed companies, the big ones, are getting bigger and bigger, and they still continue to get bigger and bigger. But while that happens, there's all kinds of niches that they leave, either geographical niches for particular uses, for particular regions, or even crops that they think are too small, not interesting. So on the one hand, these larger companies, they spend a hell of a lot of money in research. They have to, because even though they're at the moment about 9 globally operating vegetable seed companies in the world, but those 9 are competing like hell, and they are investing enormous amounts of money in research, and all that comes down to quality in the seed, both the genetics in the seed, but also the seed quality in terms of technology, pelleting and things like that. But then those niches, what I see in the Netherlands, only recently, over, say, the past 5 years, we suddenly see some small companies coming up. They jump into those niches and they have knowledge. I mean, those companies are run by people who have experience themselves as an employee of one of the bigger companies. And they start all over in different crops or in different lines of research, and they produce different products again. So altogether, I think that with time, diversity is not necessarily challenged. I think even diversity may be increased over the next couple of years because of both the research of the big companies, but also, well, the emergence of these niche players.
And I guess really with the big companies leaving these niches, as you say, there may not be enough global acreage to drive the research and development cost that it takes to get those labels and to get those seeds into operation. So therefore, hey, that's, as a big company, hey, there's a niche we don't want, whether it be a specialty spinach or whatever it may be that's in demand in a certain part of the world, for example. But the other thing that hits me, and I didn't realize, I guess, and maybe a lot of farm folks don't either, but there's so much collaboration between those big companies even. I mean, it's almost like they're partnershipping in research, because, you know, 2 or 3 have each a piece to the puzzle, and without all those pieces, the science doesn't happen. So there's a lot of collaboration behind the scenes between these big companies to push the science forward, isn't there?
Yeah, whether they like it or not, they have to. And what we see is particularly in corn is that with all the GM traits that are there, having only herbicide resistance, you're not going to sell seed with only herbicide resistance. You also need insect resistance, and you also need other things. And different multinational companies, biotech companies, have different traits. So the only way for them to get a real good product to farmers is to license their genes to other companies and to license in genes from other companies. Again, they don't like each other, those companies. I mean, they are competing in the market, and those license negotiations are not always terribly friendly, but they know they have to collaborate in order to get a good product to farmers. With vegetables, so this was specifically corn, you see that happening because of the GM. In vegetables, GM is hardly there because the crops are smaller, the profits are smaller. So there the level of cooperation is different. All those 9 globally important companies have a big stake in the Netherlands also, but also here in the US, of course. And all those people, you see that here in the meeting, they all know each other. They all talk to each other. They also know exactly what not to talk about, but they all talk to each other. They know how to find each other. And when they want to develop something really outrageous and say, then they put money together and ask a university like UC Davis or Wageningen in the Netherlands to do research that is a little bit beyond their capabilities. And at that level, that pre-competitive research, they do together. So again, at the one level, they collaborate. On the other level, in the market, they compete. And I think that's a good model.
What might you add to the farm sector, talking to the farmers out here in the U.S.?
In a way, you guys are the drivers of this development, at least in my view. If I look at the horticulture farmers, vegetable farmers, flowers as well, you see that the growing of these crops is getting so professional compared to when I was at university 30 years ago. If you look at horticulture now compared to 30 years ago, it's much more professional, meaning that you need to get the last bit out of the crops that you are growing, because you also have your investments and you want the maximum output from your crop in terms of kilos, in terms of quality, in terms of marketability. Meaning that you are the driver for these seed companies to make sure that they provide both the genetics and the seed technology so that you can get that last drop out of that seed, out of that crop. There's a lot of joint interest between the farmers and the seed producers. And I think that's it works. We see it. If we look at the companies here, how they talk about technology, how they talk about the future, they will also talk about we are working for the farmers. And it's not the other way around.